It's midday at Logan's solid waste landfill, and the place is buzzing with activity. Garbage trucks line up to unload heaps of trash while a pair of bulldozers race to flatten it all out and cover it with a layer of dirt. My tour guide is Emily Malik, a conservation coordinator for Logan City's environmental department.
So what we're seeing right now is a residential truck emptying their garbage. On that truck, there's about 10 tons of garbage or 20,000 pounds of garbage, and that's kind of your average load that those trucks can hold.
This has been going on here nearly every day for half a century, and it's almost time to call it quits. The landfill is nearly full, and last week one of the final votes was cast to open a new landfill in the north end of Cache Valley near the Idaho border. It's taken more than a decade to get approval for the new site, and in the next couple years, garbage will start flowing to the new location. With the end in sight for the old landfill, residents here might be wondering why Logan is building a pair of state-of-the-art buildings right next to the soon-to-be-closed dump. It turns out the city has big plans for the existing landfill. The site will soon be home to a brand new transfer station, a sort of warehouse structure with a concrete floor where garbage is dropped off and then loaded onto trailers that will transport the waste to the new North Valley landfill. Managers say the system will reduce the amount of time and fuel it takes to get garbage to the new site. Logan's environmental department collects household and commercial waste from every city in Cache County, and even when the old landfill is capped off, trucks will still bring all that waste here so it can be dropped off at the transfer station and trucked to the new landfill. John Christensen, an operations analyst for the environmental department, says collecting waste in Cache County is a big job.
13 other communities besides Logan. It's huge what we do as far as every day. Most people take that black thing out in the morning full and come home at night and it's empty. They have no idea where it goes. We perform that service for them.
The land next to the old landfill will also be home to a new headquarters for the environmental department, which is made up of several divisions, including wastewater, urban forestry, and air quality. Construction on the new LEED certified building is nearly complete. I put on a hard hat and went inside to see the progress.
This is what we call the server room. This is where all our communication comes in, all our fiber optics and everything, our emergency fire hydrant or fire sprinklers warning system and everything is in this room.
Around 80 people will work in this new $12 million complex, outfitted with a large exercise room, ADA-compliant restrooms, and a modern laboratory for testing water samples from the sewage treatment process.
This is what we call the lab. This will be the lab for the wastewater treatment guys. This lab is probably the best thing they've ever had, put it mildly, but it's got an acid fume hood in here.
The modern building also houses offices and a reception area. Malik says the new facility will take Logan's environmental department well into the future and help modernize how waste is collected in Cache Valley.
We outgrew our old facility, so we needed to do something to move here, and it just makes the most sense to have all of our operations at one central campus.
Waste from construction and demolition projects will continue to go into the existing landfill for years to come. But in the next couple years, all residential and commercial waste will go to the new site, and portions of the old landfill will be permanently capped. In 2006, Cache County started a mandatory recycling program for its residents. Malik said the move added a few years of life to the landfill and says it continues to reduce the overall impact on the site.
I think the county residents are doing a really good job with recycling, but I think that there's also room for improvement. So when you come up here and you see all the garbage that's been emptied out of our garbage trucks and that people are bringing down, you know, you can't help but notice that there's cardboard and there's paper and there's aluminum cans and things that can absolutely be recycled that are putting into the landfill. So, you know, even though we're doing a really great job with our recycling, I feel like, you know, there's room for improvement always. So,
on average, recycling keeps about 50 tons of waste per day out of the landfill. You can learn more about the new landfill on our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Matt Jensen.